Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. We are losing it. Spencer and I have been together now for 3 hours.
We've just been shooting the shit. It's been great. We've talked about our interior decorating choices for our homes.
Yep.
Our love of antiquing and how we hate that everybody else is into it now. Like,
we don't want it to be a trend. We want to just do it and be able to enjoy it and bask in our antiqueness. But we were
literally
just
setting my mic in my boobs. This works great, actually.
Stop bragging. But yeah, so we've had us a little day. Spencer was like getting her earphones. I'm like, oh, are we doing an episode? She's like, aren't we? I was like, yes, we are. She said, we're going to talk about the reunion. I was like, yeah.
We literally don't have anything planned for this.
No, episode. I'm so pumped because we have so much to say.
We have so much to say. We're recording early. I'm just letting you know right now, if you don't watch Love is Blind, this episode isn't going to be for you.
It's okay.
It's fine. You should still listen because you should probably still watch the show.
People actually loved our last week's episode. Good. Yes. Did you not look at our stories?
I didn't.
We had two messages back to back, and both of them from two separate people were like, I am 30 minutes in and it is unhinged. I'm dying in the best way. Two messages back to back that said that.
Well, it's true. That episode
but
was
then
unhinged.
I had PTSD after, and I told Spencer, I was like, oh no, like some of the stuff when you get to talking, and I don't know why I was on one that night, but I was like, oh, should I not have said that? She's like, no, people love when we are like that, just a hot mess. And it's just, right. But
like, what does it say about us that people like when we are literally bouncing off the walls?
I don't know, because people are always like, can y'all please drink and then do an episode? I'm like, we have, and then I'm losing sleep for a month recovering because I have
the PTSD is too real.
So is that why you stopped messaging me the other night when I was trying to text you during Love is Blind and you just fell off? You just ignored me. I was giving you like, we were talking real time, and then I had messaged you and then you just didn't say anything back. You didn't even tell me good night.
I might have fallen asleep.
Okay, that's fine. But I was like, oh, never. I was like, I was just kidding.
I was just kidding. I didn't mean it.
But I wasn't, because
what was the last thing you texted me? It was something about AD, right?
AD and Matthew. What she said about Matthew.
Okay.
And I was dying. I was like, AD talking about Matthew. And she said something. What did she say? It was so funny to me when she was talking about the date.
Well,
and
she said he was like, she was like, we can all admit like he's cute. Like she was kind of saying like, don't think I'm crazy. Like,
but it was some one-liner that she said and I about fell out. I was like, oh my God. But what was it? Now I don't remember. But I was dragging ass on Thursday. Like yesterday.
Oh, well, I was
so tired.
I figured you had watched it live.
No.
And then when I said that I was starting to watch it, you're like, oh, me too. I was like, oh my God, she's staying up really late.
We were literally
this.
In the same spot, it seemed like, from what you were texting me.
Might have been like a couple minutes ahead of me, and that's all.
I don't think I was. I thought I was, and then you texted me something, and I hadn't gotten to that part yet.
Oh.
Literally, you said something about, you were talking about, hold on. You said something about Brittany, and I wasn't there yet.
We must have started it literally at the same time.
It had
time
to
then.
Be, or like seconds apart. Where after you
Look
said
at that,
the Britney
we were
thing,
on the same page.
Then we were on the same page.
Should have just watched it together.
But then I was like, okay. And then she had literally come out, so I was like, oh God, Spencer must. I thought I was ahead of you. Mm. Okay, oh, okay, y'all,
collect our thoughts.
Yeah, deep because breaths. It was so much. I would say every opinion that I had on people pretty much was spot on. It didn't really change. Remember how I kept saying like, oh, the reunion usually will kind of push you one way or the other. Jimmy still, I'm still neutral on him. Like I go back and forth where I'm like, okay, cool. But then the other side of me is like, eh. And like, I don't know. I just, there's nothing that
I think with Jimmy, what it boils down to, I think Jimmy is a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was as into Chelsea as he wanted to be into Chelsea.
Yeah,
I think from a personality perspective, he was totally into her. He loved her. I think when they got out, there was so much that happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that was the one thing he was really clinging to because Chelsea's a beautiful girl. Yeah. I'm sure he was attracted to her, but obviously he was expecting Megan Fox. And yeah. I think there's just no coming back from that. She set herself up for failure.
And she came with more baggage and neediness and clinginess that it didn't outweigh like the,
that's what I'm saying.
A little bit of the look department, because I think he was attracted to her. But yeah, I agree with you. I think maybe it was like,
aww. Had she come out looking like Megan Fox,
he would have put up with a little bit more.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Truly. I do think so too. That sounds terrible, but like, no. That's how men are. Men are visual people. Women are less visual.
But we're like that too. There are definitely women out there that put up with assholes because they're good looking.
For sure.
Every single person does it. And I 100% agree with you. I think he liked her and he was in love with her.
Yes.
But I think she was way more into it than he was, and he tried really hard to make this thing work. But for her neediness, whininess, the baggage, quote, to speak, I think it was too much, and the disappointment and the looks didn't outweigh that, and take that for face value.
Yeah, I agree. However, I feel some type of way that out of all these couples, and I'm really sorry if you guys are hearing an echo, because I'm hearing an echo.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm not sure if it's like my headphones or whatever. So hopefully.
Might be your head.
Maybe. Hopefully we're not.
I don't hear it at all. It doesn't pick that
up on their end, but.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, I feel some type of way that we didn't really dig into their relationship.
That was so weird to me.
My only thought is because they were in so much hot water after last season.
Yeah.
That they really didn't want to look like bullies or like they were beating Chelsea up, because out of everybody, she has taken a beating.
She has.
On social media.
And it's also driven specifically from looks is how it started. Yes. And that is real sticky. If you get into the whole, like, I mean, obviously it blew up, and she even said she wishes she could like unlive that, because people got so hung up on it. And so you're probably right.
I think they went easy on her intentionally for that reason. Because
you also don't know someone's mental state. Like, God forbid you.
Because there was so much that we needed to unpack there outside of the looks. I'm not even talking about the fact
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that's how it started. It was like automatically they were like, oh, girl, you don't look like Megan Fox. And then they laid into her. And then you watched her. So everybody's hyper aware.
Yep.
And then she was, you know.
Yeah. But can we talk about the dress? Because that dress was absolutely, I texted Wendy. I said, that dress is disgusting. Oh,
I thought you were about to say you liked it. Yeah, no, I agree. And she posted that her team slayed. I was like, your dress?
Disgusting. I don't like that dress either. That dress was something that was like a Windsor clearance rack dress. It was horrible.
No, that was not good.
And her hair, honey, child, I love you so much. A deep side part is not the look for you. Somebody did, and I might have sent it to you on TikTok.
I am obsessed with this girl. You have to share it to our page. The hair, and you know, I appreciate a haircut.
I know.
Did it not transform both of them?
When I tell you, so this girl on TikTok is, I think she's a hairdresser. But
oh, is she?
I think so. I'm not 100%.
That tracks.
But she said, listen, everybody's talking about how she doesn't look like Megan Fox, but hold on. And she edited her hair. She gave her like wefts, you know, to give her more volume. Mm-hmm. She went a darker color, like a very neutral dark tone, center part with curtain bangs. Mm-hmm. And when I and she also did a little heavier liner, you know, makeup, a little similar to how Megan does her eye makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It transformed Chelsea. She was fucking gorgeous.
It looked more like Megan Fox.
Actually resembled Megan Fox.
Agreed.
I was like,
she looked like a different person. And that actually, like I said, I appreciate it as a hairstylist. Your haircut can really make or break you. And people for so long just hate a bang. And listen, bangs don't work for everybody. And I think that's what messes it up. Trends come and everybody does it and then they hate it. So then everybody's like, oh my God, that was the worst mistake ever. Yes, for most people it could be. But a bang, because it did the same thing for AD.
It
elevated her look immediately. And you were like, oh my gosh, if they're done the right way, you look like a different person and look more unique in your look versus the center part or the side part with no bang. And do your thing.
It was gorgeous. And yes, and I sent ADs too, and AD, same thing. Mm-hmm. It was like, damn.
Yeah. And it makes them look so unique, not like every cookie cutter hair. Like, I don't know how to explain that. Like, it just gives you that unique look, that elevated, like, celebrity-esque look, supermodel, if you will.
Well, it's like people getting their colors red, right? Like, not every color is going to look good on every skin tone. And I think, like, that's obviously a big trend now, people having their colors red. And it really is incredible, the difference that it makes. And we're talking, like, such subtle differences that you wouldn't think would really make be that impactful in somebody's look or how their skin tone comes up. And it does. It's just really wild. Does. So hair certainly wouldn't be any different.
Yeah. Well, also they were spotted out last week in Florida, obviously like hanging out, but they've both have come out and said that they were that what they dated for 4 days and they just couldn't get on board with the relationship and their friends, which that's great because the whole like friend thing, which we had talked about last week, and hopefully I'm not being redundant because I have talked about this every day since the reunion and since our podcast with everybody.
We're obsessed.
Yeah. And my clients too. It is a great season. And I love that it's North Carolina because I'm like, yes, we're doing something great for ourselves with this mess of a mess.
Yeah.
But I feel like for them, when they were talking about her outing the girl and like that was messed up. But at the same time, it's like, we also don't know, like a lot of editing goes into this, which we said, and we don't know like if it really was a moment of like, oh shit, I shouldn't have said that. And they still aired it. We don't really know where production was like, I'm still going to do it. It's not maybe just her. She should have never said it.
Right.
But if she's heated, cause that's what they said. It was a heated argument. She wished she wouldn't
and
have said it.
And she had been drinking.
Right.
They
and
talked
she
about
even
that.
Said like, I wish I wouldn't have said it, but we were coming down from this argument and emotions were high. And she said it. Also production should have been like, dang, we'll spare this. But they knew that was going to be part of it. And, you know, people were like pissed about that at the reunion and how he, whatever, but that's a hot take because some people are like, get over it, you know, whatever. And then I was reading comments and people were like, no, if your person that you are with slept with a friend, that is hard to digest that they're still very much friends. Cause you really do not know, is it completely platonic now where neither one wants anything or does one still want a little more? Like, I don't know. It's just a lot.
I think it's just so dependent. I think it's easy both ways. It's easy to say that she should get over it. And it's easy to say, oh no, he's in the wrong,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Not being on the outside looking in. I think that when you have that many insecurities, and I'm not just saying insecurities in herself, but also she's obviously very insecure because of things that have happened in past relationships.
It's also not a long-term steady relationship. They met a month ago.
Right. I think it's normal to question it. I don't think it's normal or healthy to like harbor that resentment and like dwell on it. But I understand why she would being in the position she is and with her backstory and whatever. Yeah. But I think the fact that he acknowledged that it has like really negatively impacted his relationships with them and that he's still showing up to be supportive to Chelsea because he saw how much she was being dragged and like felt for her. I think that speaks to his character too. Like he could
and
have
he
very,
should. He should do that.
So, well, speaking of terrible dresses, let's move to Sarah Ann, who somebody referred to as Side Salad Sarah. And
oh,
I never
have you not read the Side Salad stuff?
No.
Oh, girl. They started calling her Side Salad. And I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, that's what she is. Or Skank Ann is also the runner up. Mm. Loved it. But Side Salad.
I like Side
Salad. Hilarious to me.
No, that's
hilarious. And it's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she looked a hot mess to me. And like everyone said on the internet, she looks like a 1990s prom.
100%.
Like girl.
She's a time traveler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you think, and this is what a client and I were talking about, I really don't believe they're actually together. I think that they had to double down and be together for the namesake of everything. I guarantee you they're actually not fully together anymore because how they kind of talked about stuff and they were like, we got to do this for this because they took all that shit. They got to at least be together.
I think they're in a situationship.
Yeah.
I don't think they're fully together. I do believe they probably live together, but I don't think they're fully together, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they probably have broken up and gotten back together and broken up. Because she's messy as shit. And
she's
now
so
with all the stuff that has come out about him, he is obviously an unstable
y'all
human.
Have to go. Me and Spencer were down a rabbit hole before the reunion, like Monday or something.
Yeah.
And y'all got to just do your digging. I don't even want to touch into the legal aspect. Do your digging on him. And I believe all the stuff. And yes, there's three sides to every story. Two sides. Or your side, my side, and the truth. But he comes across to me as the most repulsive, gaslighting, manipulative person. He just does. There is something about him that infuriates me.
I had told Wendy, so when you go to, basically you're looking, his ex-girlfriend put up a TikTok series about something that happened with him. Now, I do believe portions of his reply to it, And I do think it's odd. You know, he had receipts. They've been in communication. They've been working together. If she had all these issues with him, why would she still be whatever, XYZ? You just go look at it and you'll know what we're talking about. And I said to Wendy, I was like, I really think she's kind of full of shit. Like, I kind of believe what he's saying. I know the truth is somewhere in the middle. But the more that I've like thought about it and heard other perspectives about it, the more that I do believe that he's a liar and gaslighter, especially I heard an attorney's perspective and she was saying, the thing is, he's saying police report. She was like,
incident.
Yeah. Right? She was like, he could have been charged with a crime without there being an actual police report. Yeah. She was like, so that really doesn't, his argument doesn't mean anything. And he unconsciously, in trying to defend himself, made several admissions of guilt without even realizing it.
Yep.
And so, yeah, so the more I've read it, I'm like, okay. You're a liar.
Yeah. During that video that he responded to, he gets pissed at one point. That's like almost a little scary to watch this person like transform and get pissed into. And he kept saying stuff like he didn't have to turn over stuff or that never happened. But the reason he did it is, okay, well then it never happened, you said. So why are you having to do that? Also, why are you looking for a police report if nothing ever happened? Why are you even searching? If there was nothing to have to just search for, just that kind of stuff. I was like, I don't trust this guy. I just do not trust this guy. But
yeah,
they deserve each other if that's where they want to be. And I feel like they're not, like you said, they're a situationship. They're not actually in it. They're not going to be, you know, whatever. They're not going to be the long-term, whatever, you know, they just, she is not a girl's girl.
No.
She clearly is not a great person to her quote friends or castmates. No one even vouched for this girl, which says everything. I'm not saying everyone's going to, but at least one person.
The clips of the side eye that they were giving her, it was at one point the cameras panned to Jessica Clay and AD.
Yep, and they all were like,
all three of them were mean mugging her from the side. I was
also
like,
Clay was mean mugging Jess's boobs, not actually her. Did you see that?
I mean, I did see somebody say that, and the one still does look like he's looking at her boobs, but watching it live, yeah, he was looking at Sarah.
I don't remember.
But he just took a little side glance at the titties. And you know what? Who can blame him?
Who could blame him? Because homegirl was a hot mess. Not just. But who could blame him for needing a little break from hot mess, sad salad, and needing to just reconvene.
But I'm like, we spent 35 minutes or however long on these two. And then meanwhile, Brittany and Kenneth get 5 minutes. And then we don't dive into Jimmy and Chelsea. Here's the things I liked. Out of all the reunions, this was the best one in my opinion because I still hate Nick and Vanessa. I think they're terrible hosts. Yeah. They need to be replaced. They're not the right people for this job.
Yeah.
Bring in Andy Cohen, bring in people that aren't afraid to get in the weeds and get a little messy and ask the questions that are going to piss people off. That's what we need.
They did a
better job than they ever have before. I liked that they brought people back that didn't make it to the weddings.
Right.
Historically, it's only been the couples. So I liked that they brought people like Trevor.
Oh, they brought production into this. They thought this thing. Remember last time? It was a mess. Somebody behind the scenes was like, we got to redeem ourselves.
Yeah.
And they did on every facet. Thank God.
Yeah. What I did not like was bringing back all the old couples and doing like recaps on their lives. Where are they now? No, do a whole separate episode of where are they now? We get it. You guys, the show is not a joke. You have real marriages that come out of it.
Oh, I was shocked that out of 11, 9 are still together. That's a great number.
Yeah.
When Nick said that, I was like, no way. That's awesome.
And like, I liked that they had them in the audience. I liked that they had them asking questions.
I agree. It was not the place and time to catch up with them.
I don't give a fuck about where they are in their lives.
No, or I agree.
Give a recap of their story. I definitely felt that was a production thing because they were so nervous because only one couple made it to the altar this season, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that
they should definitely do a catch up, like after every, like maybe yearly they do like a catch up series. That'd be cool. Like if they wanted to, obviously, like catch up with them and their lives and like where they are, that'd be a really cool mini series. But I agree. Like don't take up our reunion, especially when it's dramatic and spicy.
Right.
We got questions to ask.
We had 90 minutes, which was a long reunion,
but not enough.
But all that time, probably 30 minutes of that was recapping all these old couples.
That should have been Jimmy and Chelsea's.
Amen.
Because they didn't even talk to Brittany and Ken.
Literally, they got no time. And thank God, Brittany was like, oh, good, it's our turn now. I was like, yes, queen, go off.
She should have.
Here's the thing. I think they are very good friends now, as she said. Mm-hmm. I think she was protecting him big time. I think there might be some truth to the rumors that are going on. And she was protecting him
big time. And I think that I got that vibe. And same thing with when I talked to people this week. We all got that, which I love that they have a friendship because it is a very special experience. And I think that's cool that they've been able to build on that friendship and have that special, like, unique bond because they obviously cared about each other and connected. But it didn't work out romantically. But that doesn't mean you don't like the person. Like, so many times people break up and they're just like, I hate this. Wait. I think that speaks to both of them that they can be like, okay, well, we didn't work out romantically, but we did work out from a friend perspective.
Yeah.
And I listened yesterday to the Vile Files with Jess and AD, like them on it. And Jess actually shed a lot of light into production on the Chelsea stuff, on the Ken stuff. And Brittany, she said that Ken is the nicest guy. She goes, we all agree that you protect Ken at all costs. She said he is the nicest one. Every single girl left there and said, that is the nicest man. We don't deserve him because he would be way too good to us. Which also tells me that the rumors are probably true because he is so sweet and nice. She said that the conversation that we saw on the show that he didn't want to talk to her anymore. She's like, they had already privately talked and hashed out their stuff. And they said, y'all have to re-talk about this. And at that point, he was over it. They've already had the conversation, but they had to do it for the storyline to connect some dots.
Interesting.
She's like, so that's why you saw that. And she's like, we all watched it
and
back.
And that explains why he was so disengaged and on his phone.
She said
that. Because he was not having it.
No. And she was like,
and they, you could tell it was so painfully awkward, not just from him being on his phone, but from Brittany's perspective too. Brittany seemed like, I was going to say resolved about it for a lack of a better word, not like she's first making this realization for herself.
Well, that was the thing. She processed it pretty quickly and was like level headed, and not everyone's going to be like that. And she was, which is great. But it was interesting to hear some of the production behind the scenes because Jess always also talked about Chelsea and Jimmy, and she said that there was a lot of stuff that Chelsea had validity for to feel about him not, quote, going out. He always said, I don't want to go out, but he was living in the poppin' place in Charlotte, and turns out that was not necessarily his end of the bargain, and he had done some things that gave her, and again, maybe it's friend, you know, whatever, because she is friends with Chelsea. But she was like, there was reasons why she was valid in certain aspects of that, but you didn't see it. And I was like, and again, we've talked about this, the way that they edit a show. But maybe that's also why they didn't go into Jimmy and Chelsea, because they were so in the hot seat the whole time about everything. And it is hard to push a narrative that you edited a certain way. If that's not the reality and you can vouch for that on the reunion, it's going to be very stale. Actually, no, y'all did that, not us. Like, we had, you can shut it down quicker. It's kind of better to not talk about it, because guess what? People are still talking about it.
Yeah.
They're still trying to figure out their life. They're still trying to figure out where they stand, and it's still the hot topic.
I will say, when we got into the portion of the reunion where we were talking about Jessica and Jimmy's relationship, Chelsea looked
pissed.
She looked uncomfortable. I thought there was a few moments where she actually looked visibly mad. Like, why the fuck are we talking about that?
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't really blame her, because even though we know the conversation wouldn't have been great for her, Jessica and Jimmy got more airtime about their relationship than Chelsea and Jimmy. Yeah. And if I was Chelsea, I'd be like, the fuck?
I'd be like, who was in the relationship?
Right. I'm getting slighted on this again.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So I don't really blame her.
Yeah.
Jessica's dress, I know it was a very expensive dress.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people were like, what in the sheen is this? Because it did, maybe it was that it didn't properly fit too. And like, she's got a cute figure and it just wasn't the most like flattering. Like, I don't know.
It was,
and it did come off as like very cheap looking, but I love, and I think I said this on the show last week, I love that she called out people for using like certain photos of her.
Yeah.
But I think her eyes were so heavy that her gaze looked very heavy. Like her eyes were in all the photos.
Sedated.
Yeah. All her eyes were very like, she had very closed eyes and heavy eyes in all of the photos. I'm like, maybe it was like her makeup too, that like the whole vibe of it all was just off. But I agree. And I know, and she even made a joke. She's like, oh my God, it pains me because it's such a nice dress.
But AD was the best dressed.
Oh, AD looked great.
Incredible.
She just, I love her. And listen, I know Clay has been talked about from like both sides of the mouth from a lot of people. And at one minute you're listening, you're like, oh my gosh, we love him. And the next minute you're pissed. I actually do. And I think I said this, but I do believe that he wants to get married. Yeah. I do believe he really truly wants to escape his demons and his past, and he wants to break through from that.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
And he says, it's been a year. He's like, I have put the work in. Like, I'm ready. And I believe him.
I do too. That's what I'm saying. I do believe, I believed it that he wanted it during the show. And I do believe that, like he had said, I'm not ready. And if I cannot give you 100%, I don't want to marry you. And I... looking now a year later in what he's saying, I'm like, that's actually very mature of him to be able to say that and not just marry her for the show. And honestly, mm-hmm. if I were her, that would mean more to me than somebody doing it for the show and it not working out and him not putting in the work, because he was like, well, I did it for the show. And that's what it was, to fight for it and not go through with it, but to fight for it and make it, try to be better, I think says more about him and what he wants than just doing it for that.
Yep.
But AD going on the dates with Matthew, excuse me, his face.
I mean, thankfully it wasn't a surprise to
him. No, but it was just funny that he was like, oh God. Like he probably's thrown up.
Girl.
Mm-mm. No.
Why?
Why?
Why? I mean, truly.
He is not. She gave him too much credit because he was not.
No, but you can tell AD thought he was the hottest shit she has ever seen. Otherwise, there's no reason why she should have gone on dates with him.
Mm-mm.
Not just one, multiple. Two. Multiple. But obviously, she realized it wasn't going to work. Mm-mm. I think she's explained why it wasn't going to work in the most diplomatic way possible.
I can remember what her one-liner was at the end of her talking about it, but I about fell out when she said it. I was like, oh my God, she's so funny. But she definitely... do you think she's going to give Clay another shot? Like, what do you think?
In my heart of hearts, I hope so.
I do too.
Clay was, I saw clips like that he had recorded of them, the two of them like backstage.
Yeah.
And he was like, yes, like hyping her up, like having her spin around in her dress.
Gassing,
and they were like, they were laughing and talking. And she was like, my turn. And she like held the camera on him and was like telling him to they had great interaction, great
banter. Chemistry was good.
Yes. I really, really hope if she could find a way to give Matthew a couple dates, she can find it in her heart to see that
Clay
is putting in, he genuinely wants to be the man that she deserves.
Yeah.
And he's saying, like, I've been in therapy for a year. Like, I'm working on this. You brought out things in me that never would have come to light had I not been with you. Like, you changed my life.
Yeah.
I really hope that they
you know what scares me about this situation and all and everybody else, they get so much fame that they get exposed to so many more people that they never would have had a chance with. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I think anybody would. Like, you're now exposed to celebrities and crushes that you've had and people that you never would have met in real life. And once you grow to this level of fame, you start getting invited to those. And it's like she's going to be exposed to so many more people that I think anybody's curious mind would be like, well, I don't want to lock myself down now. I don't want to get locked up in a relationship now because I'm going to get invited to these parties and these press events. And then you're rubbing elbows with like the hottest of the hot athletes and celebrities.
But I get the sense from him that he doesn't care about that.
No, I'm not saying him. I'm saying her. What I hate about these types of situations is, no, he's put in the work, but when they get to this level of fame,
true. Yes,
they get exposed to people they never would have. And then it's a little bit more appealing. And I think I'm not saying that's bad. Anybody would probably be that way. You don't want to
commit. Well, I think that's what we're seeing with Jessica.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, Jessica is coming on the show saying, you know, she's ready for marriage. She's ready for this, mm-hmm. that, and the other thing. She'd never go on another reality show. Okay, well, she did. She went and filmed Perfect Match.
Right. Yeah.
And Perfect Match is for like fuck boys and yep. fuck girls. Like, it's yep. not a serious show by any means. No, it's not
in the
We've
the
got
realm
photos
of
her out over the summer with Harry Jowsey. Like, yes. this is not somebody to me who's actually serious about finding a relationship. It's somebody yep. who's looking for fame and looking for a platform.
Now, that's what
and
people
that's
are
fine.
Saying.
Yeah,
own it. Who cares?
Right. But like, own your shit. Don't be coming on a show mm-hmm. saying XYZ.
But really doing something like right. riding the wave of, well, that's what people are saying now. So at first, and we talked about this, she came on and a lot of people were like, oh my God, she is so well spoken and she's so articulated, like just with what she's saying and what she wants and all these things. And now people are like, wait a second, that's not adding up with exactly what you just said. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, you said you wouldn't go on another show because you were heartbroken and it's just not your thing.
Right.
You really want to find someone that you love and your daughter and you're protecting her, but then you went on another reality show under the demise of like, it's not a real like long-term, it doesn't have that.
No, it's
guise of that. Like, it's not for that. It's like yeah. a Bachelor in Paradise. Like,
I mean, Trevor also was on it. We failed to admit when mm-hmm. we were talking about Micah and Jessica going on it. Mm-hmm. Our boy Trevor also was on it. So yeah. like,
so do
what?
You think, so people now are like, you know, Jess said that she was still trying to work out the kinks with somebody on the show that's tall, dark, and she likes bearded men. She likes tattoos. Mm-hmm. She said that on Nick's podcast. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, who is it? And she said it was a castmate. And people are like, well, who? So they were on the show, like, going through to try to figure out who it was. And she won't tell because she's still trying to work some stuff out. Well, he fits technically that. But they're like, well, maybe it was somebody we didn't see because there were some people.
It's somebody we didn't see.
Is it the attorney guy?
I don't know if he's an attorney. Hold on. I'll yeah. see if I can find him. Because so she had two. She, just like Jimmy, mm-hmm. had Chelsea and Jessica. She had a second dude.
And you said that.
And they never showed anybody.
Okay.
And I did read recently that they are dating.
Oh, okay.
Her and this other guy.
Oh, good. Okay.
I don't think they're like exclusive or serious, but they are seeing each other.
Gotcha.
And he fits.
Let me see.
Hold on. Let me
show me him.
Let me find him.
All right. Well, then that makes sense. Now let's get to Trevor when you pull that up because I need all your attention.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. Oh,
okay. Okay. I was saying, y'all. All right, Trevor. When mm-hmm. you talk about watching somebody, their brain just leave their body and like go to mush, mashed potatoes, like all the lights are on, but literally not a soul was home. It's shut down.
Not a soul was home. No,
truly. Like I was like, oh my God.
I think he had a whole little story concocted. And I do not think that he knew they were going to pull up the receipts mm-hmm. and read them out loud, skit style.
Yeah.
And I think when they did that,
it was like,
it blew holes in whatever cockamamie story he was going to come out with. And I just think he just didn't know what to do.
Okay, so I have a hot take on this. And a client and I were talking about it yesterday. I actually feel bad for him, but hear me out. I feel bad for him because I think he got in and over his head. I do believe what he said because I think at that point he could have lied, but he didn't. And he really didn't have anything to say because mm-hmm. what he said was he made a stupid decision. He came on the show. He told the girl that we're not together, but I want to at least see this play out. And if that's the case, like he says, I understand. Like now sure. that doesn't all the way align with text messages, but he's still interested in that girl. But if he came on it saying, I still want to play out and see how this works out, that actually would track as to why she got pissed when she watched a real relationship play out. And maybe he really was like, oh my gosh, like I actually like Chelsea. So I do believe when I say, oh yeah, Ari. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That does make sense. That's exactly what I told you last week was like what yeah. I thought she would
if
want.
If you go to the Netflix, like the cast page where they show all of the original cast, his name is Ariel, 32 mortgage broker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's him.
So with the Trevor thing, I do believe that he went on it under shady circumstances. Like you shouldn't have done that at all. You shouldn't have even told someone like, let me see how this plays out. But I could see that happening. And then her getting mad because it actually did turn into more of like, he liked Chelsea.
Yeah.
I give him credit for going. I give him credit.
Oh, it could have been He could have refused to go.
Right. And that's also why I think at the end of the day, when he was just like, yeah, that was stupid. It was really dumb what I did. And I don't know what to say. I shouldn't, like, he owned it in that regard. And that's why I believe that when he said, we were not in a relationship. I told her that I'd like to be with her when I got back if it didn't work out, but I wanted to see this thing play out. And people have been at crossroads before where you still date your next best option after.
How many times have you been in, like, not you personally, but any girl, we've all been there, been in like a situationship with a person where it's like you're together, but you're not together. Yeah. But you are, and then all of a sudden
leave a door open, or right? Cracked.
And then all of a sudden they pop up, and they've got a full fledged committed relationship, and you're like, "The fuck,
yep."
Like, okay, so I guess am I crazy? Like, were we not what I thought we were? Like, did I read more into it than I should have?
Yeah,
and I think that was the situation with them. Is I think he probably, whether he was conscious of it or not, he was doing that guy thing where he's. You know, stringing somebody along because that's his backup. That's his safety net.
Exactly. He didn't want to cut it off because he wanted to have something to come back to.
Right.
And I think, you know, like, that's exactly it. Yeah. I really do. That's exactly it.
And I think she realized when he got back, whatever, they were together because, hello, she was still there.
Pumpkin.
And then realized that that wasn't going to be the case. He handled the ending of things poorly, and she was burned.
She got mad.
She was that girl that was like, the fuck?
So now I'm going to bring this to light. I agree. Because
saying that he's off the hook.
No. But he's not. He still did something shady. Let's not forget that. We are not excusing that.
Also let him go on, which I appreciated the fact that the other girls also noted that.
That's right.
Because they're like, yeah, not that we're trying to defend him, but what the fuck is wrong with her?
And did I not say that? Like, if Mike literally were like, hey, I want to, like, if any guy was like that, if I was dating them, I'd be like, no, why would, if you want to, that's great. Done. That's exactly what I would say. All right, cool. Go. Absolutely. Go check your next options. Absolutely. Go have at it. But I'm not going to be waiting, pumpkin. Right. But that's the thing. It seemed like to me that she got pissed because it did work out semi for him. And she saw that he fell for someone else, regardless that it worked out or not. Their plan got derailed because she was probably thinking, he ain't going to find anything better than me. We have history. We have this.
Right.
And she got pissed. Why else? Because what I kept getting hung up on with people, what was in it for her? The fame? Like the what? Like I could not figure out why this girl would be like, yes, babe, go do that. Other than the fact that she really probably thought he was not going to, unless she did want the fame. And then again, honey, you're just as much at fault. You did yourself no favors by airing your dirty laundry with your text because it didn't even make you look good. It made you both look crappy.
Yeah.
So he did a shitty thing. But like I said, in the reunion, I actually did feel for him because we've all been in a situation where you screw up. I think he got in over his head. And I appreciated the fact that he was like, you know what? I had a whole story and
he came for his lickens.
Yep, he did. And he was like, I had a whole story and I don't even have anything to say. And that I can appreciate because you didn't try to lie and keep going, digging in. He was just like, I'm an idiot. Like, I'm just an idiot and I shouldn't have done that. I screwed up.
Yeah.
You're right. Go to therapy. Figure it out.
Also, like, and I feel like this applies in so many different situations. Personal life, love life, work life. When you own your mistake, like truly own it and take responsibility for it and are accountable for it, that doesn't leave a whole lot of room for somebody to come back at you with other shit, right?
No.
Like, okay.
Own it, work on it and fix it. And then what are they going to say about you?
Well, that's just it. Like, what were they going to say? He came in there and he was literally stunned. The man could not speak.
Speechless.
And said, I'm toxic. Like, I am toxic. I was in a toxic relationship and what I did was not okay, not cool. They couldn't say anything after that. There's nothing they to beat him up.
Right.
He's literally saying, like, like what I did was so fucking shitty.
Yeah.
And like, that's on me. Mm-hmm. I own it. Like, this was a me thing. It had nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, like, in his mind, like the way that he handled it, I believed the emotion behind what he was saying. Like, you could tell he didn't come in and say that with
he
like,
didn't come
a
in
blank
like
stare.
Jeremy and Side Salad,
exactly.
Who doubled down on their choices
and had no emotional regard to it. Like, he was feeling nervous and like he had tears in his eyes.
Yeah.
He really did own it and he didn't have to come. Like you said, he could have just not come. But look at Clay. People were pissed at him, but he came in and he owned it. And he was like, I did the work. I've tried to do this, this, you know, whatever. And people now, of course, are saying Trevor had a year. He did, but his hand wasn't to the fire. He may not have even ever realized all that. Clay realized it because AD called it out. Right. Well, Trevor's stuff got called out lately, not a year ago. Right. So it might have ended a year ago or whenever it all went down for them. We don't know. And now it's being called out. And now he's realizing and being like, oh shit.
Like this was really.
Now I'm toxic. Yeah. I need to get this. So people can say, oh, he should do it. It was a year ago. But if it wasn't brought to his attention, Clay even said it's the same thing with him. He's put in the work now. She called him out on it. He called his crap. And then at the reunion, people were like, wow, like we're really rooting for this couple because he did do the work and he has changed and he's trying to work hard. You cannot be mad at somebody for that. And no one should be mad at you for
that.
And
I think that's why people have been so much more forgiving of the two of them.
Agreed.
You know, it seems like, oh, we're just walking past, the, you know, what Trevor.
No.
We're not ignoring it, but like, yeah, you're giving people grace to like.
Yeah. Have you never made a mistake?
Correct their actions and like make amends and also like give them the space to like make
it right.
Make themselves better.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, people are giving them that, but not Jeremy and Side Salad, because again, they doubled down and did not know emotional intelligence, no regard for and the situation or anybody tried else's to, actions. Like,
vouch for a situation, it came out as so disingenuous and pompous. Condescending.
Yeah.
Absolutely it did. Oh yeah. And I'm sorry for that. Oh yeah. The way that he says,
yeah, you really seem it.
And then when he was answering questions, like, oh yeah, I can absolutely answer that question. That's why they asked you. That's how a question and answer goes, pal. When people use terms and words like that in sayings, can't stand it. That is so salesy to me. I absolutely hate it. And he answered everything like that. And then he did the same thing on that video, gaslighting us all, this little notebook. Mm-hmm. Oh, in a factually, yes, I can absolutely. And he's like stammering over his words. Why are you reading a notebook if it's like the truth?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that. But like you said, you got to give people grace if they're going to own it. And they didn't own it. They still haven't owned anything. They are literally thinking they didn't do anything wrong.
Clueless. They are so up their own asses. I also think that's why I'm like I still hold so much like resentment towards Chelsea, because she also, everything has been put back on Jimmy.
That's right.
Yeah. She hasn't owned any of her crazy erratic behavior on the show, which is like what I was really hoping we would get clarity on it and get ownership from both of their sides on what happened.
She's
and
only just, made
they
jokes.
Weren't given the time.
Right. Well, she's made jokes about it, like in interviews, that like clips that I've seen. And but it's not from an ownership standpoint. It's more of like a regret. It's like, oh, like kind of like you wish you didn't get caught.
And about the looks, not about anything else.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Like nothing has been addressed about her.
Well, she said
erratic behavior.
No, she said that she's working on it. He even said that for her too. He said that she's worked on it.
Okay,
but
I hope
But I don't think she's come out and said like what Clay said and was like, I realized X, Y, and Z. I think it was a more, I got caught. I'm the whiny one. I'm clingy or whatever. Yeah. And
sorry, sue me.
Wish it didn't show me in that light. Or yeah, I can't believe it. It was like that. It wasn't, you're not owning it. You got caught being clingy. You're called out for being clingy. Okay, but just be like, yeah, I wasn't in a good spot. But Jess said that she couldn't believe that that was how she came across, because all the girls just couldn't believe that she was like that because she was such a strong queen. Kay. What?
Okay.
Like,
here's the thing. Editing and production happens, but they got to have something to use to do
it. And multiple narratives. If something is being pushed more than once, guess what? Makes it very easy for that storyline to align to what they want. You make it harder for them. And then when they want you to do a little drop-in scene, you don't. Or you leave little caveats not knowing. That's why they do the gold glasses. Uh-huh. They do that so you don't know. So if you're consistently being whiny or clingy, or a mess, because what drives
me
crazy,
job real easy.
You make it really easy from an editing perspective. All you do is the next scene, you're doing it again and telling somebody they had a very toxic relationship, looking at their relationship, telling this
for
man
sure.
To leave.
And he's not innocent.
He is not innocent. No, I agree. Like telling this man to leave because y'all are fighting and you can't communicate. And then he wants to leave. And then you're mad that he left. And then what are you doing? Like maybe once or twice, again, in a new relationship, so you're fully secure in the relationship. And that's why I give her a little grace for the whole friendship thing. Y'all don't have years of a relationship to fall back on. You're going off of a relationship. Let's say best case scenario, a month and a half. yes, they're going to be insecure about this relationship until she really knows the intentions of your friends, knows your friend, if the friend's in a relationship, like all these things right. that you kind of feel more comfortable. That is normal behavior. But also it sounds like she was insecure, and this is not the type of show you go on if you have any, if you're insecure about your looks or your past or your life or whatever.
Right.
Probably not the best way to go on a reality show, and especially a blind one where they're not falling for your looks and there could be a little disappointment attached. That would be hard to watch from anybody. I would be like,
it would break me.
Oh, I would literally be like, why did you look at me like that? I would watch that play over. I'd be like, why did your eyes get big like that, Jimmy?
And here's the thing, I can say whatever I want to say because it wouldn't be me. I would never put myself in this situation because I could never handle it.
And that's the thing. It ain't for the weak of heart. Being in a public platform is not for the weak. No. And we just happen to do it on a small scale and we couldn't even handle them reviews. Honey, if a review is sending me down a rabbit hole of depression, you think I can go on a national TV show?
As much as I would love to be the person that can just disregard all of the negative comments and the hate, it's just not me. Couldn't I'm not built that way.
No,
I still tolerate up to a certain point.
Girl, I still relive our live show and replay this in my head, and no one even said anything bad to my face, but like it just, y'all, it was so fun and we had such a good time, but it went so off script that I didn't even want to script anyway. I'm better off the cusp. I've said this a bunch of times. It went so off script. I think about this, I swear to God, at least every other week, and replay certain pieces of that.
Oh, Lord.
And it's so bad.
Oh my God.
It's so bad.
It's so funny because Wendy and I will talk about that live show in Dallas and we have such different perspectives.
Way that I remember it,
for you, we were thrown off with our intro got messed up. So that was like a whole thing. But for you, it was the audience engagement.
Oh, piece. Yeah, that part. But no, just the whole thing too, though. I thought about it
the whole it was, thing
but,
too.
But listen, I have a great memory overall. It wasn't that. But the other day I'm driving home, I'm not joking, and I was on my period, so I was feeling emotional. And I don't know why. I do know why. So I love doing karaoke. It's like a joke, you know, whatever. Love doing karaoke.
We love karaoke.
Well, I had put on 90s country and Strawberry Wine came on. Well, then the Grundy County auction came on.
Oh, so it was our playlist.
Yes. So then I was thinking, oh my God, Spencer and I haven't done that in a long time. It's actually going to open up our show the next time we recorded with it. But I got to thinking about it. Well, then it led me down the rabbit hole of our whole karaoke closeout, which I shined. I danced. I was great.
She was a real star.
I sang with the people and with the music up so loud. I sounded like John Michael Montgomery, and I sounded like Dina Carter and everybody else, Shania Twain. But then it took me down and I was thinking about our show. And yes, you know the specific examples that I'm talking about that really, it haunts me. And I hear, I hear it so crystal clear and you relive it. So thank God it wasn't recorded. Remember when we wanted a videographer? Remember that? Remember we wanted to record the show? I do. Thank God. Thank God our budget said, burp, not today. Not cha-ching, cha-chong.
Oh, I still wish we had.
No. Oh, well, yeah, it would have been good later if we... Now, listen, you know what would help me? If we had a redeeming, like how we want to redo another one.
Yeah.
That'll give me all the hype that I need. That'll redeem it. But I have such a negative... So to know what these people... And maybe that's why I have a little grace. Because I look back and I'm like, oh, honey, that looks so bad. They really did you dirty right there. And then I was like, damn. Yeah. I feel you.
I think, the open bar. And then having audience engagement, following an open bar. I mean, I told a woman to close her legs and stop having children. So I think that's where
at. You really did that.
And I really meant it.
And she laughed. And we love that for her. And I hope she still listens. Does she still listen to us?
I don't know.
I hope she does.
If this was you, please message us because
she laughed.
It was all good fun.
Yeah. No, yes. And they also gave us dirty martinis backstage and really treated us.
Oh no, they got us lubed up.
Well, that was the thing. We started off strong, but then as things just went to shit, I said, chug a lug. And then I couldn't even remember anything. So, and listen, again, it was a great, it was fun.
I don't think there's a single person that went that didn't have the greatest time.
It was great. And I don't even know why we're talking about this, but it's like watching something back it's not for the faint of heart. That's what I was gonna say. Thank God we didn't have production to put out there and like, I like have a bump right here. It's bad. It was bleeding.
It looks like a pimple. I was going to say, it looks like a pimple.
It was a pimple. But that sounds so gross. God, without a visual medium, that sounds disgusting. I was not like, I just scratched.
No, it's just a little, red.
But yeah, it is tough to put yourself out there where people are going to say things about you. And then you come in strong from the gate and you make Megan Fox accusations and then you can't relive it down. And then you've got your whole relationship under, and then the production's having a field day. Yes, honey, it's hard. Go ahead and hit the road real high. Be like, listen, I know I don't look like Megan Fox. My bad. And she's made jokes. Own it. Say what you got to say. Be like, I was clingy. My bad. Fixing it. Like, you got to just say
everything
this.
Everything has a shelf life.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to pass. It's going to be real. Quick. It's going to be real rough for a while. That's and right. then it's just going to be done. And so, like, I think that
they won't even remember. I mean, well, they will, but.
But I think, like, who was it? Maybe it was Jessica was saying in an interview. She was like, honestly, you just kind of go about your normal life. And then all of a sudden, the show starts airing. And it's like, whoa. You know, that's really... So it's like, it feels like to us that it's been this long process because they filmed it a year ago. And they had all this time in between. But really, nobody knew about it. Nobody saw anything. So
and
it's really
wasn't
just been
a
like
thing.
Two that's months. Thing. Right. It's been like 2 months of like hardcore shit.
Yeah.
And in a month from now, everyone's going to be on to the next. Nobody's going to talk about how Chelsea doesn't look like Megan Fox.
And they're going to have another cast to start picking apart. And you said it was already starting. And that's exactly my point with the Trevor thing. People are coming at him because he's had this year. No, he hasn't. It is just now hitting our eyeballs. And people now are starting to just, guess what? Homegirl could have released all these texts a year ago. No one cared.
Right.
It didn't hit the algorithm. Now that it's a thing, it's become the thing.
Right.
So you're right.
Well, like, just like Jeremy's ex is coming out and saying stuff. Yeah. Like, I mean, not that they're, I'm not saying that they don't have reason to share, that they're not true.
Right. But it wasn't as relevant for people.
Nobody would have cared if they were like, hey, I heard my ex is on, you know, XYZ, because that's what's happening with the Minnesota season is you've got people that are sharing right now. Nobody even knows who this person is. It means nothing.
Also, why is Jeremy's ex-girlfriend, why has she stopped at part four? She's just gone
This
dark.
Is why I stopped watching it, because I watched the first couple parts and she was doing it so far in between and she was talking so slow. And like, I mean this in the most respectful way, but when I think of somebody who's from Florida, I think of somebody that looks and sounds like her.
See, I think about that with Myrtle Beach.
Tomato, tomato. I mean, really.
True. Touche. And listen, I used to drive.
Take that for what you
will. I used to love Myrtle Beach. I've been there, done that. But that, I think the same things. but she was this girl. Oh, poor babe. Like, I hope she can clear anything she needs to. I hope people aren't threatening, because people are like, oh my God, he replied. And he's like tagging him and her. I'm like, what are you?
People
stop.
I mean, as we wrap up our second podcast about this, people are way too invested.
We are way too invested.
Admittedly.
That's what it is. I don't care.
Final
thoughts on anybody else? Was there anybody else that we didn't talk about? No. There was nobody else to talk about?
No, there was nobody else to talk about, really. I was surprised to see, oh my God, why can't I think of her name? Chelsea. Colleen.
Oh, Colleen and Matt.
And Matt, ew. Still together.
He still gives me the ick, right?
Ick. And numerous times when the camera would pan over to them, she still looks like a prisoner sitting next to him. Like she's...
Well, of course, people are now being held captive, reigniting that fire, and they're like, I had forgotten about them. Okay, perfect. Chelsea, when you listen to this, you're going to realize we had forgotten about them, and we had podcast episodes about them too. So guess what, girlfriend? When you listen in a year, we won't even care about it. But they were ones that as soon as I saw his face in his little unbuttoned shirt, I was like, ew, and immediately remembered exactly who he was, exactly what he did.
Brings back all the feelings.
It did, and you're right. Like, looking at her, I was like, oh, y'all moved in together, and you're still looking like you're trapped.
Yeah, she was sitting there. There was a couple times they panned over to them, and everyone else is smiling and, like, engaged in the conversation, and she is dead behind the eyes, not smiling. I mean, she looks miserable, and I'm like... cool.
But I love that.
Glad things have changed for you.
What's our friends from the other season that ended up together? Why can I not think of their... She's pregnant. What? Brendan? Not Brendan.
Oh, Giannina. Oh, you're thinking Brendan and Alexa. Or Alexis.
Alexis.
Yeah.
I love them. And I'm so glad that they're still like... they are truly love is blind too, from like the looks. And they even said, yes. They're like, it's such a perfectly imperfect match. And
a couple that would together. Have never gotten together in a million years.
But I love how that works out. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think that's so cool to like see from that perspective. And then when Nick said out of 11 couples, 9 are together, it really does put in perspective that love could really be blind. Like yeah. It really could put in perspective that you would, cause same thing with Johnny. Oh, we didn't talk about Johnny and Amy. They were ones that wouldn't have matched a bar.
No.
And I love that he looks at her as his queen, and it's precious to
okay.
me.
Okay. Ironic. We literally talked about everybody but the married couple.
Right.
Okay. I
not dramatic.
Know,
duh.
Did I mishear them when they said they have still not had sex?
I didn't hear them say that. Did they?
Maybe I misheard, because I thought that they said what? They still hadn't been intimate, and Vanessa was like, I don't know how you're doing that. And they were like, oh, well, you know, it's easier than you think. Like, you just have lots of like really deep conversations and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like,
did I miss that?
I'm like, okay, I either misheard this and she's talking about leading up to the wedding.
Or maybe a past conversation.
But it sounded like it was current. And I was like, I'm confused.
Okay, this has been a year long. Okay, no. That can't be
I
real.
Had to have misheard it.
They had to have been rehashing an old conversation.
I'm going
to
need somebody to message me and let me know if I misheard
because
that.
If that's the case, what the heck?
A little odd if that's the
case.
No,
that's very odd. Oh my God, I was going to ask you something about somebody. Oh my God, not Johnny and Amy. Shoot, it was something about the cast that I wanted to ask you really quick. And you just said something that triggered my memory. What was it? Johnny and Amy... remember now. That sucks. Because it probably would have been a good topic. And not topic, but I don't remember.
You'll think about it when we end.
I will, but I am glad that they seem very happy. And I love that for them. And it's cool to see how their families are so, like, what? Their families were that close? They like, I love that. They are like the real deal. They really are the real deal. And I would not have put my money on them. I would have lost a bet.
Oh, see, I was sure that they were going to go through. And
no,
married.
I'm saying from the beginning. Oh, in the pods.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Love is blind, because in the pods, you cannot tell me that in a bar that would have been a thing, and that I would have definitely lost that bet if they were like, oh, yeah, they would end up. But they, to me, are like truly a perfect match.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
I did see a TikTok, and I can't remember if I sent it to you or not, but some girl was like, love ain't blind. She was like, I want to know if love is blind, put a fat chick in the pods. If love is blind, stop. Put a disabled person in the pods. Put someone in a wheelchair in the pods.
Okay, but that is a good point.
And I was like, okay, well, we kind of got our fat chick. One singular, but okay, with Alexis.
Okay.
I mean, chubby. She's not like.
Right, not like obese. A stick thin. Right. I feel like they've had thick girls on there, like body bodies.
Not that have made it out of the pods. Alexis is really the only one.
AD is like curvy, a curvy girl.
She's curvy, but she's still got, but that is considered like a fit. Great body. Oh, she's still fit. I mean, she works out all the time.
I'll trade you 80. She's like, you're flat ass. You're about like a 2x4. I'm good.
But
I see your you know,
and also I think the person in the wheelchair, great fucking point.
That is such a good point. That really would be
a great
show.
And it's like, it's easy to go on a show, Love is Blind, when you know they're not putting uggos in the pods, right? They might not be physically your type or my type, but they're not ugly.
That's true, yeah.
So it's like, you know that there's not a chance that you're going to walk out and see somebody with like, you know, a cross-eyed eyeballs.
Right.
I'm just saying, it was a great point. Yeah, I was like, okay. Yeah. Okay. That wouldn't be great TV, so.
No, or it would, because it would really call out an asshole.
Well.
So I remember what I was going to say. I laughed so hard when they had Trevor in the hot seat and they were like, you know, did you come on here to, you know, get clout and to advance your career? And he's like, what career? And Vanessa's like, I don't know.
Oh my God. Yes. So good. What career?
I was like, okay. And she was not trying to be funny. That's what made it funny to me, is he was like, what? And I love that he was like, what career? Because it did seem very genuine too. Like, I thought that was funny for him too. He was like, what career? Like, no, like obviously. And then she was like, I don't know. And I was like, oh.
I love that too.
Y'all are so much. But I was proud of Nick and Jess. Or, oh my God. Nick and Jessica.
Freudian slip.
Vanessa is going to be so mad at me. Oh, I'm so sorry. They are forever meant to be together in my head. But
I was they are both so cringe.
Who, Nick and Jessica?
No, Nick and Vanessa.
Oh, I was talking about, Nick does not cringe for me. Ugh. I don't mind him. I mind him with her. When I watch him just separate or like talking, he doesn't bother me. She bothers me more than anything because it's like he's scared of her and you can see it. I'm like, blink twice if you need help. And I do believe that she emasculates him like over their relationship. Oh, has to. But I was proud that they actually ask better questions. The funny thing about Vanessa, she's so savage. If she doesn't like you, it shows. And I kind of love how petty she is when it came to like the Sarah Ann thing. Cause she was like, okay, whatever. Like her face just doesn't lie. And that's funny to me, but I was glad that they kind of dug in a little bit.
They definitely did a better job.
They read our feedback.
But when Vanessa said our OGs, our original gangsters,
that's corny. Stop being corny.
Robbie goes, yeah, Vanessa, way to age yourself. Everybody knows what fucking OG means.
Literally.
Shut the fuck up. I love
she really is Robbie's a commentary. You should on have these recorded shows. Him because we need that.
You guys, when I tell you, like, he has made both of us just like cry laughing sometimes with some of his commentary on these shows.
Oh my God. Yes.
Because he is the most like unintentionally funny person. And he comes out with
fart outside still makes me laugh. I think about that too frequently.
Who was he talking about?
Who was he talking about? Y'all, he was talking about somebody and said he looks like he goes to fart outside. And I, oh, should I say it?
Yeah.
Pookie.
And oh husband. My God, you're right. It was Jet.
It was Jet. And oh, I still laugh about that comment every other week too. I think about it and it makes me laugh. I was dying laughing. We were sending voice memos, or I was sending them to y'all and y'all were texting back.
Yeah.
And I was literally crying with tears on my face. But
he wants to be them for Halloween, by the way.
If you're not Pookie, no, he's going to be Pookie and you're going to be Jet.
Well, I said, we'll talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Let me be your dog. Let me be the dog. Pierre.
Yeah.
I'll be Pierre.
You can be his Luke Casey boots. Bitch. Wrap around.
I'm not dressed as a cowboy boot. My Luke Casey's. I'm a Gucci loafer. Are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
So no. Yes. She is cringe and she is so corny, but I do think she did a better job this time. But I agree.
When Vanessa, she does, not Pookie. We're back.
Right. We're back to Vanessa. I agree. Like, don't be that way. Don't, like, that's, don't. We know what OG means, Vanessa. Like, stop.
It's just stuff like that. It's like, stupid. Oh my God. Like, you're aging yourself.
Agreed. All right.
Okay. Well, this is great. Thanks for the recap, guys. Love ya.
Bye. Love you, Mina. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.